offer is cold rainwater in a 50-gallon drum.
Sold.
Little boy Blue Blood is starting on his horn again.
Music to my rear.
How can he do that to us in our condition?
No respect for the dead.
From the fashionable swamp room, high above Midtown Weejongbu, come the sadistic sounds of Doc Winchester and his all-moose orchestra, who ask the musical question, why us? Cut! Take five, Pops!
I don't think he can hear us.
I think you're right. Easily fixed.
Put down that horn. We have your head surrounded.
Gentlemen, I've just finished an arduous session of work, and now it is time to play.
Then why don't you play something a little less harmful, like a bazooka?
What do you think?
Disgusting.
Remove that sock.
Oh, okay. We're about to hear Pierce's unwashed symphony.
Remove them.
What, me? Touch something that filthy? I'm a surgeon.
You are pushing me toward violence.
Go ahead, speed me to death. Just don't play that thing.
I will play that thing whenever I feel like it. That thing may be the only thing that keeps me from going mad in this cultural death valley.
Let's hit the showers before we hit him.
Yeah, yeah. About time the two of you bathed.
Oh, do we offend you?
Constantly.
He finds our offensiveness offensive.
Your odor's taking the curl out of my horn.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
If you're thinking what I'm thinking, are you thinking of stinking?
Make your deal, Winchester. You knock off the horn, we shower.
And if I refuse?
The more you blow, the worse we'll grow.
Haven't you children learned yet that you can't intimidate me?
Oh, yeah? Wait till we age a couple days.
We'll curl your nose.
Reek away, gentlemen. I will play this thing as long as there is music in my soul and breath in my body.